White. Petoskey, Michigan, May 19, 1891. Dear son Willie, after you left, I felt very lonesome. Sarah and I started out to find the bowl factory to get the pieces of wood. We went to one factory in the village, but they used all that they made for their fires. We then went 1 mile and a quarter out, found the very best kind of wood in little hard chunks all prepared, about less than 1/4 of a yard in length, 50 cents a load. We might put just all we could get on a load. We asked Mr. Miles what he would draw a day for us. He said, $3.50. Paying 50 cents per load would be rather high. Brother Starr went to the livery and hired 1 horse to put by the side of Jesse, and they furnished a lumber wagon. This team drew 2 loads. Then it was, we thought, hard on Jesse. The livery stable horse was poor and did not pull with Jesse. She wanted to take the whole load, and we got another from the livery. Elder Starr has drawn 2 wagon loads for us and 1 for himself, and has gone for the 4th load. So he will have 2, and we 2. There is no splitting to be done. All prepared for the stove except large flat pieces from logs that we can make for steps in the embankment, all that we will need. We feel pleased over this matter. My wood, 2 wagon loads, more than 1 cord on each load, costs me 50 cents a load. Then the team will cost another $2. The girls, Ida, Edna, and Sarah Robinson, were at the mill to help load. So it is, we think, the best thing we can do. After we get these hard, large slabs of maple, then the cutting and sawing them makes them come to certainly $2 per cord. I have certainly 2 cords and a half, and maybe 3 cords, which will not cost me over $2, and they are so clean and nice and solid that I am more than pleased, for all our burden is over in regard to preparing wood. It is all ready for any kind of a stove. I may get a load of chunks to make this go as far as possible in the stoves, which will not take long wood. This has taken the whole day. It will be 7 o'clock before Brother Starr gets home with his load. I have had taken off the Surrey canopy top and the top to the phaeton, so both carriages are dismantled and will be safer and run easier. Today, I have been writing on the life of Christ, Matthew 7 chapter. I have put in good time today, as Sarah has been ready, and Marion and I had to have some exercise in unloading the wood. They were big loads, I assure you. Mrs. Brown came over this morning and said her husband could do nothing to the chimney this week, and maybe he could not do it next week. It has been quite warm today. Have had no need of fires, only in early morning. The carpenters have not come to work yesterday, nor today, so everything stands just as when you left it. I do not feel in any rush. I shall try to do some writing every day, if my head will permit of it. Have had no particular trouble today. Edna has been very much employed in the woodline, also Sarah and Ida, and now my worriment is over, for this pile will last us, I think, all the time we shall be here. I hope you will not be imprudent in working nights. You will surely lose ground physically as well as spiritually if you keep doing as you have done. Please show a little good sense, and remember that in order to do healthful, wholesome work, you must move more intelligently and take time to rest your mind. I hope you will be prudent, for this is your duty. Much love to yourself and my little grandchildren, and Mary and Addie. I would be pleased to visit you all, but many miles separate us. We can pray for one another, and this is a comfort. Mother.